Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Seems like temporary storage facilities are on every street corner, but let's do some math. For what you'd pay in yearly costs for that storage room, you could own your own metal storage building in your own backyard. How? With a Mueller Backyard Building. Our backyard building kits are easy to assemble with a bolt-together design and priced right. Plus, you keep your stuff at home and you're not throwing away money leasing storage. Our kits come in a variety of sizes with more than 30 colors to choose from, adding style to your storage space. If you need a larger storage solution, Mueller's pre-engineered standard series buildings can accommodate almost any need. Whether it's a smaller place for a lawnmower or a place for cars, boats, or even an RV, you can have peace of mind that a Mueller metal building will protect those treasures at a reasonable price. See all the options at MuellerInc.com or give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to find a location near you. That's 877-2-M-U-E-L-L-E-R. Mueller, made in America and made to last.
The cattle futures market today settled up really strong. We closed $4.47 higher on October. A feeder cattle, the last trade was 157.27, up 447. The high was a limit up at 157.30. So briefly at limit up, did not close there. The other months, like November up 442, January 332, March up 270. So the rally really came on the front end of the complex. September feeders, which expire in 8 days, were up 245 at 154.02. Starting tomorrow will be the 7 days going into the feeder cattle index. So it'll really have to be tied to the cash market. Currently looking at OKC West and some of the trade there, it is. 800-pound steers bringing about 154, so right in line with where it needs to be there on the September feeders. As we roll to October, the Octobers are roughly $3 higher than September, so a little bit of a benefit there. On the live cattle today, we were about $1.25 to $3 higher, with October closing up $2.97 at $110.95. There was some trade this morning at 106.67 was the average, about 600 head traded on the Fed Cattle Exchange. So that was higher than where we were last week. Last week we had 105 to 106.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets were higher across the board today, finishing with wheat up the most. The Kansas City wheat finished the day in July. It was up 6.25 at 4.95¾. So a really good day there. That was about a penny off the high. Chicago wheat was up as well, up about 5.5 to 6.5 cents. And then soybeans, which actually kicked off the rally early this morning, they finished the day up about 4.5, and then corn up 1 to 1.75. What was so bullish on the open this morning was there was a pretty big export announcement of soybeans. There was one announcement of 960,000 metric tons, and then one of 132,000 metric tons. So two really big sales there, and that's what kicked off here. We've been higher on the exports year to date for corn, wheat, and beans. A lot of that is due to the U.S. dollar index coming down over time. Today it's up sharply. It's up 83 here post Fed announcement. They left the interest rates unchanged, and since then the dollar has really shot up. Cotton today was pretty quiet trade. December cotton looks like it's going to close somewhere around unchanged at 69.27, while March was slightly higher. And Dow Jones futures currently down 30. Interest rates and the bonds are down 18 at 153.18.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.